After weeks of backroom talks, Tennessee lawmakers have landed on a compromise that could establish some of the nation's toughest rules on opioid prescribing. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports legislators admit they're creating some headaches, but that overdose deaths call for drastic action.
This is the Haslam administration's top priority for the year, and Senator Farrell Hale of Gallatin has guided the legislation through negotiations with doctors and patient advocates. He's well-suited as a pharmacist, and he told the Senate Health Committee that lawmakers have to act.
We don't need to be perceived as being resistant to finding a solution to this problem. Will it require more work? Yes, it will.
The bill is a bit different than what Governor Haslam introduced in January. Instead of limiting doctors to prescribing 5 days for most patients, the law would now be just 3 days. But as a concession to physicians, they would be able to prescribe up to a month's worth of painkillers as long as they show they've exhausted all other treatment options. There's still lots of exemptions, like for people who've just had major surgery and anyone who's already been on opioids for more than 3 months. That was one of many objections from Senator Joey Hensley of Hohenwald.
We're not even dealing with the chronic pain patients. That's where most of the drugs get on the street.
Hensley is a doctor himself and says he's most concerned for patients, figuring that physicians will be hesitant to jump through all the hoops to get more medication for people in real pain. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.
The governor's opioid prescribing restrictions got their first committee endorsements Wednesday in both the House and the Senate.